This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. That's according to the White House. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Biden took office in January, as well as 17 airline tickets. The meeting set for July 26 comes as a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq military, and amid growing more concern about the attacks U.S. troops in Iraq might have. When Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Biden also looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security officials to hide their joint effort to ensure the enduring defeat of the Islamic State militant group. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a federal judge in Texas has ruled in favor of states that sued to end the DACA program for young immigrants.
The head of the group, United We Dream, Greysa Martinez Rosas, says the Texas judge's ruling that ends the DACA protection for young immigrants is a blaring siren for Democrats. She says the lives of millions will remain on the line until President Biden and congressional Democrats deliver on the promise of citizenship. The House approved legislation in March, but it stalled in the Senate. President Biden has proposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship for the estimated 11 million people living in the U.S.